Parshas Bahar brought down the Isser of Loisainu Ishes Amisai, should not hurt the feelings of another person. The Areisa Melekecha, and you should fear Hashem. Grow Through Torah, great book, recommended. I said it very many times from Zelig Pliskin. It has Hafla Dekeyonim in there. Beautiful. So he says there that in this Pasuk, you see, the Torah commands us to be careful not to say anything to another person that will cause him emotional pain. He recommends you, he has another book called Love Your Neighbor, that's there, pages 326 to 331, goes through the details of this particular mitzvah. He brings a Rosh Shlomo Kluger that says that many people are careless with the feelings of other people and think that they only have to be careful to observe the commandments of Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. But the truth is that if a person is not careful with his obligations to his Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi and speaks against them and hurts their feelings, he will eventually be careless with the commandments of Bein Adam L'Amokim too. Therefore, the Torah warns us against hurting the feelings of other people. As the Torah says, V'yareisa me'elekecha, because when you do not observe the first half of the Pasuk, of Leisani Wishes Amisai, you will end up as failing in the second half of the Pasuk as well. Of V'yareisa me'elekecha, you'll lack the Yiras Hashem. Now, we already explained in Parsha Shemini that there are two Simani Kashras and Hayid. Just like a behema has two simani kashrus, a maligera and mafrisei parsa, split hooves and chewing its cud as simani kashrus. A person has a simani kashrus, two of them, that you need to be kosher. That's bein adam lamok and bein adam lachaveri, you need them both. So it goes both ways. So in other words, by the goyim you have this concept, by the nations, of good Samaritan, which is a beautiful thing, to be kind to other people and to help them out. And you can't knock it. It is a beautiful thing. But we have to be careful. We have to know that for us, if we are just do that, no matter how kind-hearted we are and how well-meaning we are to help people and to help society, if we're lacking on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, in the Bein Adam L'Amokim rather, if we're missing on what God is telling us to do, then we'll be lacking in the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi too. We won't know clearly how to help the other person. You need Hashem and keeping His commandments, even though they may not be related to Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, apparently, you know, say Shofar, Megillah, Lulav, and so on, but you need that in order for Hashem to give you that Ha'ara to be able to understand and help other people too. That's the way it works with Yidden. With Jews, we have them both in us, we need them both, and we can't do one without the other. And so it goes both ways. You know, you have to be kind to people, but always remember God in the process and keep all those mitzvahs. You have to keep mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Amokim, but you can't forget the Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. And since verbal abuse can cause so much suffering, much care must be taken not to say things to people that will hurt their feelings. And the more sensitive someone is, the greater care we must take when speaking to him so we do not cause him any pain with our words. Not only is it important to watch what we say to somebody, but your tone of voice of how you say it is also very crucial. If you shout at someone or speak in an angry voice, that could cause hurt feelings, agmas nefesh, and that is the isser that we just mentioned here, loisainu ishes amisai. Every time you speak to someone, you have a choice. You could say things that make him feel good, which is an act of chesed, or you may say something that will hurt him, and that will be a violation of this isser of Leisainu Ish Es Amisai. And to utilize your power of speech to build people up, that is why you have that power of speech, to build them up, and not chalila to bring them down. Now we're going to switch and talk about ribbis a little bit. It says, "As kaspachol isitin loy beneshech." Ribbis is a fascinating isser, and in the sefer, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called the Havas Chesed, And in there, there's Hagdama from the Netziv. And he brings this concept that how Ribbis is somewhat different than other types of Mamanis Shilas. Because in other situations, when you steal Cholila or hurt somebody that way, it's obviously understood. Or if you extorted money, all these type of things, you're really doing an Avla. But over here, by Ribbis, the Halacha is that even if both the Loiva and the Malva, both of them, are in full agreement of it, say, yes, we're both mask and believe shalom. I'm willing to, you know, that I borrow 100. I'm very happy to give you back the 110, the $10 ribbis, whatever it is. They're both masking to it. It's nevertheless prohibited because this is a isser. It's a yeridea. That's why the halachas of ribbis is not in choshe mishpat, which talks about between bein adam lechaveira yinyanim, but it's in yeridea because it's a isser. It's an isser. And the truth is, I don't know if he says it over there, that really every bein adam lechaveira is really, an isser. But by ribbis, it's very much, mudgish that way. Because the truth is, you know, we think as interest being a terrible thing, it's not necessarily a terrible thing. You know, al pi seichel. Yes, it's true that people could extort people and violate the isser of ribbis, in an extreme way. Like, for example, you charge a crazy rate and impoverish a person. But the chiddush of the Isser Ribbis is, even Ribbis d'oraisa gomor, is for a small percentage of Ribbis. Also Usser. Now, over there, there's a logical reason to say that there is that it shouldn't be Usser. Because the truth is when the Malva is giving the $100 to the Loiva, during that time, whatever it is, a 60-day loan, a 90-day loan, a 100-day loan, during that time, the Malva is not just lacking that $100, he's lacking the investment power of that $100 and the utilization of it. And the actual time span has monetary value. So there's a svara to say, what's the problem? But it's an isser. And here, I intended a shear on basic introductory stories of Indian of Ribbis. I'm not, don't know the halachas well, but this is the general yisoy that everyone, especially people that are involved in business, need to know. And this is what I was told in the shear. He said that when you have business deals, b'negeya, that may be shayla of Ribbis. First of all, what people don't understand is many things that we call investments are really loans, alpitaira. So, for example, if someone invests $1 million into another person, you know, into an investment of a project, whatever the project may be, and it's guaranteed return, meaning that it's guaranteed that you'll get the $1 million back, that has a halachic classification of a loan. You could call it an investment all you want. That's a halva. But he said like this. He said that before you get into a business deal, no matter how complicated it is with banks and with investors and partners and everything, and you ask the shaila before you're about to set up this agreement or this mortgage or whatever you're setting up, before you set it up and you go to the halachic authorities who understand ribbis, the Dayanim, and you set up the agreement, about 95, even 98% of the time, you could set up the contract in a way that avoids the Isser Ribbis altogether. It's very easy. In that sense, Ribbis is easier than other Inyanim, because there are ways, Alpi Din, Alpi Halacha, that you could word the contract, make the contract in a way that aligns, that you don't have any problems with Isser Ribbis, and over 95% of the time, that's done. So that's very encouraged that business people who have these real hefty business deals and everything, they should consult halachic authorities that are expert in Ribbis before getting into it. The problem with Ribbis, though, is that if you did it without consulting the Rabbanim, and you set up an agreement already, and now you're, let's say, 2 years in, 3 years in, and then you learned halacha and say, oh boy, what did I do? Then it's much more problematic. And the reason why it's more problematic is because it's different than Gezel. So, for example, let's say there was a contract, not Ribbis, but relating a deal between two Yidin, but it wasn't really a fair deal. It messed up one versus the other. It was not a fair contract. It really was a shtickel gezela, okay? And then you go into the contract. It's 2 years later, 3 years later. Then they realize that there's really an extortion issue here where one is really taking advantage of the other, and there's a monetary loss to one over the other, and it's not really a kosher deal. On the dinim of gezel or paying wages or whatever it is, it's not a yashristika deal. The bottom line, though, is once they discover that, so they work it out between themselves, they may go to Din Torah, but if, let's say, after everything is said and done, they make a decision and say, you know something, what's past is past, we'll stick to this deal, because we want to do business together, we'll do other deals, this deal could stay the way it is, and then meichel each other, everything's fine. Because the whole problem was the Indian of Gezel taking something that doesn't belong to you. Once it's a mechila b'leiv shalom on this particular deal, because they'll have other deals, so that even though this deal was messed up one over the other, but if both parties agree and the victim party says, I don't mind, I'm willing, I'll overlook it, a meichel b'leiv shalom, the deal continues. By Ribbis, it's not like that. By Ribbis, even if both parties 5 years later and they see it's a major Ribbis problem, the contract they made, and they both say, Maskim, Meichel, Meichel, Belev Shalom, and whatever it is, it's already too late. Because it's not totally in the dialogue. Like we said, even if they're both Maskim, it's Usser. So that's why, just encouraging, again, I'm not a Ribbis expert in any way, shape, or form. Just wanted to bring that point up to say that it's different than other dinim amanus. Look up that Agdama from the Netziv on the Sefer Ahavas Chesed of the Chafetz Chaim. And also for business people who have these complicated deals and they know it may be technically potential ribbis, even though they call it an investment and it's not a loan, to ask the halachic authorities, because it's very easily circumvented initially. And this Isser, which is a serious Isser, could be easily avoided by wording and organizing a contract and the way with these Dayanim's recommendation of how to do it. So please do so if you can. Be'ezus Hashem, have a wonderful Shabbos.